Okay, 12 of the last 13 shiurim we discussed coronavirus related topics. So I'm happy to move on to something for this
Hi.
week.
Hello.
We'll talk about the halachas of Nishoer Shishirer.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Are we okay? Okay. The topics of Meshoer, Shear, and the division of labor among Avodas HaLeviyah. The Pesukim tell us in Parshas Korach, Vayom Hashem al Aaron, Ato v'necho v'es avicha itach tisua savon ha-mikdash, V'ato v'necho itach tisua savon kunaschem, says Rashi, Gamas Achicha Achecha Bnei Gershom Bnei Merari, V'yishar Sucha B'shmiras Hasharim V'limdos Mehem Gizbarim V'amar Kalin. So their jobs were to guard the gates and to appoint treasurers and overseers for the base. The Gemara in Erchin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph tells us the following. I realize that the copy of the Tzuras Hadaf that I put in the Marmar Kamas isn't very clear, but hopefully it should be clear enough to at least read the Gemara together. So the Gemara towards the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Erchin says as follows. Okay. Rabbi Yonah and Omar may hacha the third line from the top. Velo yamusu gam heim gam atem. Ma atem bavodas mizbeach, af heim bavodas mizbeach. Says Rashi. Af heim halavim bavodas mizbeach. Velo mishkachas avim ksheir bavodas mizbeach el bishir. The Gemara continues. Tamin ami hachi. Velo yamusu gam heim gam atem. Atem b'shalahem, b'heim b'shalachem, b'misa. That if you do their avoda, they do your avoda, that's b'misa. What does that mean? Atem b'shalahem, Rashi, ha-kohanim shenichnesu b'avodas leviyim kagon shesheru. If a kohen performs the avoda that's miyuchad for the leviyim, as in shiras ha-leviyim, then that is b'misa. So if a Kohen performs avoda that's biyuchad for Levi, or a Levi performs avoda that's biyuchad for a Kohen, that is bimisa. Gemara continues. Heim b'shalahem ain bimisa al basar. However, Rashi, heim b'shalahem, kigon Levi mishorer shehegif delasos, the Levi mishorer she'amar shir. So if within the division of labors of the Levium, a Levi switches his job, the one who's supposed to be singing closes the doors, the one who's supposed to be guarding the doors or closing the doors says shir. So that is Bazhara. Okay, Amar Abaye, not B'misa Bazhar, Amar Abaye, Naktinan Mishorer Shashir B'Shachavir B'Misa, but he says no. Now we assume that even a Meshoer Shashi, or even a Levi that performs the task not appointed to him, not assigned to him, is also B'misa. Shenemar v'chanim l'tnei mishkan kema l'tnei o'el mo'ed v'zar k'rev yumas. My zar, ilim is our mamish. We already know that. Ella must be zar da osa voda, which is a reference to the Levi who performs the wrong avoda. That says Abaye is also B'misa. So Rashi, that we just quoted a moment ago, Atem Shalhem on the third line, said, Akohanim shenichnesu bavodas levim kigon shishiru. That if a Kohen performs Shira, then that is B'misa. So I saw in the part of Yosef HaChadash, I don't think the Diyuk is Mukhrach, but he says Rashi sounds like that this is Dafka, if a Kohen is Mishorer, is that B'misa? But if a Kohen is Mishorer, Mishoer, if he deals with the gates, and that's not necessarily B'misa, whether or not that's a diuk in Rashi, he does point out that there is the Peirush Rabbeinu Hillel on the Sifri does say that Beferish. In the Shita Mekubetzes here on the daf, which is I think too blurry in the version you have on the Marmakomos to read together, but the Shita Mekubetzes has a, maybe a compromised position as to whether there is a difference between a Kohen who performs the Avodas Hashir as opposed to a Kohen who performs the Avodas Hasha'arim. The Gemara, yeah, let's just go back to the Gemara for a second on the screen. In the Hemshech of the Gemara over there, the Gemara goes on to say,
Hindi sent this beautiful video. Did you read it? Did you read it?
Mishorer, Nesivim, Mishorer Shashir, Mishorer Shashorer, Eina B'misal Bazara. That's against Abaye. The Gemara says, no, Tanoihi, Detanya, Meiser B'mishua B'chananya, says he went to help with the locking of the door in the Beis HaMikdash. Eitz Lab Yochan ben Gugoda. Amar lo b'ni, chazor l'acharecha, go back. Shata minam asharim, v'lo minam asharim. It's not your job. You're supposed to be saying Shira, not dealing with the gates. Okay. Where it says, my lab, ha-kamifli, g'damar sabra misahi, v'gaz barabana, masar basari, v'lo gaz barabanan. It says, no, kuliyam basarihi. And the machlokis is whether the din applies to misayaya as well. So on that maisa, the Shita Mekubetzes comments as follows. Picture Rabbeinu Avram mitul tila.
Which number Shita Mekubetzes?
Shita Mekubetzes O Stalid. Maybe a little blurry on the screen, so I'm not sharing the screen. I'm just going to read it from my clear Gemara over here. Picture Rabbeinu Avram mitul tila. The hacha mashma shalaviyam hayu megafin adlasas. Here is mashma that the Leviyim were the ones who locked the doors. Etc. And the Gemara says there that they were involved in the Agafas Tlasas as well. Mashma da Kohanim ayum magifin Tlasas. So our Gemara indicates that this was the Levi's job, and the Gemara in Sukkah sounds like it was the job of the local that week's Mishmar to lock the doors. Lav Koshehi. There are certain parts in the Makam in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim had exclusive access to that the Levium couldn't enter. So there, clearly the Kohanim had to lock the doors. So there were Kohanim who had certain specific jobs of opening and closing certain specific doors. So it could be that there are certain there was a subset of Kohanim who were in charge of being involved in the shmiras closing and opening doors. So Rashi here is saying that in general terms, any Kohen is going to be involved in shira. That's b'misa as far as being one of the mishal arim. So Kohanim did have certain Mishoar-like tasks on a limited basis. So you couldn't say as a blanket statement that a Kohen who was a Mishoar is Chayiv Misa. Okay. So we saw a Machlokas in this Gemara, whether a Levi who performs the wrong Avoda is Chayiv Misa, or is that only B'Azhara? The Rambam Paskins in Klei HaMikdash Perek Gimel, beginning with Halacha Tes, as follows. First, the Rambam writes, Shmuel Haroa v'David HaMelech Chilku al-Levim l'Esra me'arba Mishmaros. So the Levim also had certain subdivisions of Mishmaros. V'Rashe Ha'avas b'chalken elu ha'ovdim b'yom shalhem ishi shalavodaso. And then there is a base Av that assigned the tasks on a given day of Avoda. V'chol al-Levim l'sharin al-Avoda ha'mizbeach sh'namar. So Levim are not allowed to perform the avoda of Kohanim. Then the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, Kishem shal Levim mizharin shal alavod avodas haKohanim, kach haKohanim mizharin shal alavod avodas haLevim. Shenemar gam heim gam atem. V'chein haLevim atzma mizharin shal yaseh echa melechas chaveiro, shal yisai haMishorer l'shorer v'lo haShorer l'mishorer. Shenemar ish ish alavodas haVeyal masao. So we're not going to focus now on the fact that the Rambam includes Misayaya here, that not only doing the Avoda on your own is Chayiv, but even be Misayaya. Fine. Then the Rambam says, Levim Sha'adu Avodos HaKohanim O Shesiyeh Levi B'mlacha She'enim Alachto Chayavim Misa B'dei Shemayim She'nemar V'lo Yimusu Aval Kohen Sha'avad Avodos Levi Enim B'misa Ela B'lo Sasa. So Rambam paskins like Abaye, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, that if a Levi performs the avod of another Levi, if he's supposed to be from the Mishorim and becomes a Mishor, or vice versa, then he's Chayim Misa. The Rav is Masig, V'lo Kvarnemar V'lo Yamusa Gam Heim Gam Atem B'Sifri Nami Hachi Darish Le La'onish V'Azhara, that it's only B'Azhara and not B'Misa. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is Pasul on Abaye, even though the Gemara has a Shach B'Tarya that questions Abaye, and maybe it's Talia Machlokas Tanayim, but the Lo Shavik Pshitus Abaye in favor of the unresolved Hemshech of the Gemara. And he quotes the Smag, who said that the Rambam had another Brisa, and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, in fact, quotes a Mechilta that's beferish this way, like the position of what our Gemara presents as Abaye, that if a Mishorer is Mishorer, vice versa, then that is B'misa. Okay, but the Ravid's Masik, the Ravid assumes that we paskin against Abaye, that it's B'asara. The Klei Chemda in our Parsha raises the following question. If a Levi performs the avoda of another Levi, so what exactly is the nature of that violation? Is a problem? So the Minchas Chinuch points out that it's not a standard isser of a zar. As we already saw from the Gemara, that's separate. That the zar does avoda, zar does the avoda of a kohen. So then that's one problem. But here, this is a separate issur. If a Levi does certain avodas of a Kohen, we'll see in a moment, that may also be something beyond an issur of Zaris. But if a Levi does the avoda of another Levi, that doesn't sound like it's a problem of Zar per se. That's a different issur that's unique to a Levi. So is the thrust of that issur that the Levi is abandoning his post? He's not performing the avoda that he's supposed to be performing? Or is a problem more that he's doing the avoda of someone else and taking away that person's avoda? Nafka Mina, as I saw in a chaveres called Mitzvos Parsha, that let's say you have a Levi who wasn't appointed to any specific avoda, he wasn't assigned a task. So if the thrust of the isser is that he's abandoning his post, well, he doesn't have a post. If the thrust of the isser is taking away the avoda of someone else, then he's still taking away the avodah of someone else, and there are mashmayos in Rishonim in either direction over here. The Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Shin Pei Tes Os Gimel that we see from the Gemara there's an Isser for a Levi to perform the avodah of a Kohen to perform the avodah of a Levi, and there's Isser for a Levi to perform the avodah of another Levi, and that's a machlokas Rishonim, machlokas in the Gemara, whether that is Bazara or B'misa. But we don't find Beferish anywhere that there's an Isser for a Yisrael to be Oved Avoda Salavim. It doesn't say anywhere that if a Yisrael is Meshoer or Meshoer, that is either an Asara or worse. And even a Yisrael performs Shar Avodas HaKahuna, aside from the Dalet Avodos, that's also not B'misa, that's only a Chiyuv Malkus. So on the one hand, in the extreme, if Av Yisrael does the avoda of a Levi, then that's maybe nothing. That we don't find a clear isser for. If you have a Yisrael that performs a non-critical avoda sakoi, not one of the avoda sadam, not an avoda tama, then that's b'malkus, but it's not b'misa. But if you have a Levi that does any avoda of a kohen, so it's mavur from this Gemara, that any avoda that he does of a kohen is going to be b'misa, no worse than if a Levi does another avoda salevi. Definitely, if you assume, like the Rambam, that if a Levi is meshorer, that's chayim misa. So if a Levi does any avoda sakohen, that's also going to be chayim misa. So the isser of a Levi doing avodas halevi or avoda kohen, ironically perhaps. You have to figure out exactly how to characterize everything, but that's potentially worse than a Yisrael who does those avodas. And why that's the case may become clearer as we go on. Okay. There is a Tosfos in Tanis on Daf Kazayin and Aleph that has the following comment. There the Gemara is talking about the machlokas, whether ikir shira b'kli or ikir shira b'peh. So Tosa, there are comments. I think Rabbi Sachs spoke about that sugya when Shalom Lember, is that his name, was in Sholas here. So Tosa, there is a comment. L'kacha kol kisherim afilu psulim afilu mamzerim lomar shira. If you assume that ikir shira b'peh, so there's no kli that the shira is nitbas on, so to speak, and therefore there is no real restriction on who can perform the shira. Ulamand amri ikir shira b'kli imkein sarah shi yukohanim olivim da kli zemer hayakadosh. But if you assume that ikir shira is b'kli, so then you need to have a kohen or a levi perform the avodas hashira to play the instrument. So that's noteworthy. And Tosis here seems to be saying that the shira can be done ayde kohen as well, even though we just saw refers to the Gemara that if a kohen does avodas levi, that is b'misa potentially, or at least b'azara. So the Chuvas Beis Yitzchak suggests Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Hey. Well, maybe here Tosa talking about a very specific kind of kli that the chatzotzos were blown by the kohanim, and maybe we're talking about chatzotzos, but not kli in general. Okay, there is the Rambam in earlier halacha has the following comment in halacha ches. The Rambam writes that the age limitation for Levi, at least as far as a misho heir goes, only applied Bisman Hamishkan, when the Levium were Osek in Avodas Masa, but not Lidoros. About Lidoros, ain't a Levi Nisal b'shanim v'lo b'mumen. A Levi is a Nisal with age. There's no mandatory retirement age for Levi, Lidoros. Ela b'kol, except for if his job is Shira. K'she yiskalkel kolo meirov hazikna yipasel avodas v'mikdash. If he's one of the singers, and he's too old to sing, then he can't perform that avodah anymore. Now the Rambam says, the Eirali, she'enu nifsal ela lomar shira, avayem in a shalrim. That if a kohen is no longer eligible to sing because his voice is retired, he can now become a mishorer. So even though, in general, a mishorer she'shir or a mishorer she'shirer is b'misa according to the Rambam, but if he's at the point where he can no longer sing, then he can become a mishower. Where did the Rambam get that from? The Rambam says Yerali, so the Rivaz comments, svar nechonu pshuta, that it's so obvious you don't have to explain it. But the Mari Korkas there is mitzayin, that there is, in fact, a sifri that says it's beferish. Now that's interesting. If there is a Sifri and the Rambam is basing himself on a Sifri, he wouldn't have said Yerali, because Yerali, the Rambam only writes if it's Misvara without a earlier source. I'm not sure about that, but the Mari Korkas pulls out a Sifri that writes as follows. Baloska Piska Samakimel Umiben Chamishim Shana Yashuv Mitzva Avoda Shamei Ani Mikol Avoda B'mashma. So here we are talking about Bisman Hamishkan. So maybe the Rambam understood that it's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily follow that the fact that this din was true Bisman Hamishkan makes a Ladora. So maybe that's why it's not, it's a Yerali. But the Sifri says that once you get to the age of 50, You might have thought he can't do any avodah. Nope. V'sheirei sesachav ba'ol moed, that you can go back, shechozer, l'ne'ilas sharim, u'la'avodas b'nei gershom. The Maral, Gor Aryeh there, on the Pasuk Balosa Parches, Pasuk, I think it's Cafe, discusses this Lashon of Chozer maybe sounds like Chozer is going back. So what are you going back to? So he discusses that maybe Machlokas Rishonim, the Ramban may not sound this way, that at least Bizman HaMishkan, or in the Midbar, the Levium did some avoda before age 30. The avodas hakasef, the avodas masa, they could only do from age 30. But maybe they were still mishoer before age 30. So that's the lashon of chozer, that perhaps the Levium were all started out as mishoerim relative to performing the avodas masa, and then performed the avodas masa between the age of 30 and 50 in the midbar, and reverted to being shoerim at the age of 50. The Beis Yitzchak points out in that same tshuva, Arachayim Sim Lamed Hey Hostess, that how could this be? How could the Rambam tell you you can become a Mishorer after you have to retire from being a Mishorer? Isn't that against this din of Mishorer Shashir? He says, no, Daiti Inkantema, the feature cuts of Bechinuch, Hatam, the Ish Ish Alavodaso. He says, if you understand the rationale that the chinuch presents for this mitzvah, there's no kasha. What's the rationale of the chinuch? The Sefer Chinuch writes, Shin Pei Tes, Mishe Roshei HaMitzvah, Lefish Avodas Shtei Kitos Eile, Hi Avoda Yikarim Mekudeshes. The Avoda of the two groups of Levim, the Mishorim and the Mishorim, is a unique, special, sanctified Avoda. Al Kein Sricha Malacha Lishamer Ma'od, Mina Yeyush, Mina Atzela, or Atzla Vashechan. Therefore, because it's such a sacred task, you have to be extra careful not to slacken off, not to be lazy, not to fail to perform. V'ein Safik, he called Malacha Muteles al Shnei Anashim Yoser, Hapshia Mitsuya Bo Yoser, Mi Malacha Muteles al Echelabado. If you have two people tasked with the same job, then it's much more likely that one of them or both of them are going to slacken off. And each one will say the other one's going to take care of it, and the responsibility isn't on my shoulders. So anytime you delegate to more than one person, the chances are greater that the job is not going to be performed. Each one's going to say the other guy is going to do it, and it won't end up being done. Everyone knows that. Kedera de beishutfi lo chamim of lo krira. The kedera of partners is not too hot and not too cold, lukewarm and mediocre and not going anywhere. So says the chinuch, the reason that everyone needs to have their task very clearly delineated is because if there's any fluidity, then people may end up slacking off and not doing what's expected of them. So says the Beis Yitzchak, if that's the reason, now, the Beis Yitzchak goes on to talk about whether this is Talia and Darshin and time of the Kra, but without getting into those details, he says that that's the reason. So that only is true when a person is able to perform the job that's delegated to him. But if he's retired from one job, so now he's appropriately still suitable for being a Mishoer, and that's going to be his avoda going forward, and that's not going to run into a problem of Mishoer, Misho Rare Sheshier. Okay. Now, on that last point of the Chinuch, that the Kedera de Beishutvi, that if you have more than one person given an assignment, it's likely that it's not going to get completed. So he points out in the Chu as well as follows. That I'm not going to read inside, but he says maybe that explains what he attributes to some achronim who are bothered in a situation in which you are mandated to perform avoda in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, the avoda that's the docha Shabbos. So why don't you lechachila try to do it through a shnayim shasa'uhu fashion? That if you can minimize something and make it into a malacha derabanan, then why don't you do that? The same thing by mila. which is Docha Shabbos, why don't you minimize it and make it a Derabanan Aideh Shnaim Shasu'uhu? If it's a Yachal, it's a Yachal, each one could potentially do it on his own. You do the Malacha Aideh two people. And we're learning the daf that came up a few days ago. So why don't we do that by Mila B'Shabbos or Avodah B'Shabbos? So he says that aside from other technical reasons why that may not be practical, and even halachic reasons why that may not be practical, but every Kohen has an Avodah that's miyuchat to him, and that's how the whole Avodah set up, both for Kohanim and for Levim, and therefore it would be inappropriate to change that dynamic and lechachila instruct two Kohanim or two Levim to perform an avoda together. The Yaivitz does raise a question in his Hagos on the Gemara here in Erchin on Daf Yud Aleph, that maybe you could have a situation of a Levi who has dual assignments, that even though Mishor Shashir or vice versa is Chayim Misa, but maybe lechachila, you could have a Levi who has two tasks, and if he does that, that's not a violation of this din. Now the Gemara only discusses a mishoer shashirer, mishoer shashir. The Levim had another job as well, right? The Levim also were shomrei hamikdash. That may also be machlok, because we've shown him the parameters of Shmira and the balance between Kohanim Levim, who was doing what Shmira. But there definitely are indications that Levim, Mishnayis and Talmud, Levim were involved in Shmira Samikdash as well. So where does that fit in? That's not Mishoer or Mishoer per se. The Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva, Evan Ezer Simon Kufiates Os Ayin Zayin. The very lengthy tshuva, the point that we're going to make is kind of tangential to the thrust of the tshuva, but the shaila was about the gvias edus by Balila, about some kedusha that took place with Aden that weren't so trustworthy, and they demanded a lot of money to come and say edus, and then by the time they got there, it was nighttime. We're not usually go to edus Balila, and they're whether going to run away or change their story. So the tshuva is about whether you could be go to edus Balila in extenuating circumstances. But in the course of that tshuva, he has an analysis of what's considered a maisa alpi halacha. So he distinguishes between a levi, or the act of opening and closing doors, the psichas adlasos, the agafas adlasos, which is the formal mishow air act of a levi, and shomrei hamikdash. That shomrei hamikdash, if they're just standing guard, are not considered to be shorim, because they're just standing there. There's no maisa. Opening a gate or closing a gate would be considered a maisa, and therefore that's subject to these halachos. But if a levi is tasked with being a shomer, so as a shomer, that's not formally a shomer, that's not considered a maisa, and therefore if another levi were to engage in shmiras hamikdash, even though that's not his task that he was assigned, that would not be a violation of this din of Mishorer Shashir. That's the Shuvas Avnei Nezer, Evan Ezer Simon Kufiates, Os Ayin Zayin. Okay, I will stop here. And
how does the Rav explain in Baba Basra? They said that the Kohanim got Meiser instead of as the Takanas Ezra. Right. Because there weren't so many Levim that came back. So you see, like, Kohanim were doing Levim's jobs.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
There weren't so many.
Sounds like you're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.